Welcome to Bible Chapter Every Day. I'm Matthew. Our chapter today is Jonah 1. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, you are amazing. You are all-powerful. You are patient. You will accomplish your purpose. Help us to live like we believe that, to obey and honor you. Pray this through Jesus. Amen. Jonah 1. And the word of Yahweh came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Get up, go to the great city Nineveh, and cry out against her, because their evil has come up before me." But Jonah set out to flee toward Tarshish from the presence of Yahweh. And he went down to Joppa and found a merchant ship going to Tarshish, and paid her fare and went on board her to go with them toward Tarshish, from the presence of Yahweh. And Yahweh hurled a great wind upon the sea, and it was a great storm on the sea, and the merchant ship was in danger of breaking up. And the mariners were afraid, and each cried out to his God, and they threw the contents that were in the merchant ship into the sea to lighten it for them. And meanwhile, Jonah went down into the hold of the vessel and lay down and fell asleep. And the captain of the ship approached him and said to him, "Why are you sound asleep? Get up, call on your God. Perhaps your God will take notice of us and we won't perish." And they said to one another, "Come, let us cast lots so that we may know on whose account this disaster has come on us." And they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. So they said to him, "Please tell us whoever is responsible that this disaster has come upon us. What is your occupation? And from where do you come? What is your country? And from which people are you?" And he said to them, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear Yahweh, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Then the men were greatly afraid, and they said to him, "What is this you have done?" Because they knew that he was fleeing from the presence of Yahweh, because he had told them. So they said to him, "What shall we do to you so that the sea may quiet down for us?" Because the sea was growing more and more tempestuous. And he said to them, "Pick me up and hurl me into the sea so that the sea may quiet down for you, because I know that on account of me this great storm has come upon you all." But the men rowed hard to bring the ship back to the dry land, and they could not do so because the sea was growing more and more tempestuous against them. So they cried out to Yahweh, and they said, "Oh, Yahweh, please do not let us perish because of this man's life, and do not make us guilty of innocent blood, because you, O Yahweh, did what you wanted." And they picked Jonah up and hurled him into the sea. And the sea ceased from its raging. So the men feared Yahweh greatly, and they offered a sacrifice to Yahweh and made vows. And Yahweh provided a large fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Well, that's the reading. Let's dig in. Just before Jonah, we read Obadiah, which is a unique book because it's the shortest book in the Old Testament. Also, it focuses on Edom. It did still talk a lot about Israel, though. Now, the book of Jonah is unique in a very different way. Jonah is told to go preach to Nineveh. But actually, we're going to learn very little about Nineveh, or Assyria, where Nineveh was a city, in this book. And actually, God speaks very little in this book. For most of the prophets, God does most of the speaking. The point of a prophet is to speak God's word, but Jonah is very different. The book of Jonah is very much about Jonah. In fact, he's the only person named in the book. The other people are referred to by their position or their job, but never by their name. Of course, Yahweh is named, and he is a major character, as he shows his care for all people. And Jonah is the foil, the opposite, who shows God's character by doing the opposite. We have a little information about Jonah. He is mentioned briefly in 2 Kings 14, verse 25. He restored the boundary of Israel from Lebo Hamath up to the Sea of the Arabah, according to the word of Yahweh, the God of Israel, which he spoke by the hand of his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet, who was from Gath-Hepher. The king at that time was Jeroboam II in the northern kingdom of Israel. So we have a rough idea of when Jonah prophesied, and God told Jonah to go preach to Nineveh about their evil ways. Nineveh was one of the major cities of the Assyrian Empire, the enemy of Israel. Now, we don't read in this chapter why Jonah does what he does, but later on, Jonah will give a reason why he didn't want to obey God, and that is that he didn't want to go to Nineveh and preach to them so that they would repent and then God would bless them. He wanted them to go down. Nineveh was northeast from Israel. So Jonah gets on a ship going west, probably the farthest destination he could pick. Tarshish is probably in what we know as Spain today. There was a Phoenician trading city there, and the Phoenicians were the great seafarers of the time. It's quite possible that it was a Phoenician ship that Jonah got on, though scholars think at this time that Joppa was run by the Philistines. But of course, a ship could be any nationality, and the sailors could be multiple nationalities, as it went trading up and down the coast. So Jonah is trying to run away from God, but God isn't going to let him get away with it. God sends a storm. Meanwhile, Jonah is asleep down in the boat while the storm is raging, and apparently it's a terrible storm because the sailors are afraid. They dump the cargo overboard to lighten the ship so that at least the ship can be saved. But they're afraid that that's not enough, and they're praying to their gods. It mentions that each was praying to his god, so it's likely that there's a mix of nationalities, and they each have their own local god from where they grew up. So the captain wakes Jonah up and tells him to start praying. And then the sailors decide they need to figure out who caused this storm. Someone must have made one of the gods angry, so they cast lots, which is sort of like rolling dice, and it lands on Jonah, so they ask him to tell what he knows. And he tells them that Yahweh is the God who made the land and the sea, and he's trying to run away from Yahweh. The sailors here seem to be smarter than Jonah because they immediately realize that that is a dumb idea. If your God made the land and the sea, what good is it trying to run away? So they basically ask him what to do to appease Yahweh, and Jonah says throw him into the sea, which is basically a death sentence. The sailors don't like the idea of sacrificing Jonah, but after they try to get to shore their own way, and the storm gets worse, they finally give up and throw Jonah in. But they beg Yahweh not to consider them guilty for killing Jonah as they do it. And as soon as Jonah went into the water, the storm stopped. So the sailors are amazed and afraid of Yahweh, and they offered a sacrifice to Yahweh. I assume they did that once they got to shore. But Jonah did not drown. Yahweh sent a large fish to swallow Jonah. This word for great fish is generic, and it could include a whale or a shark or basically any other large fish. There aren't a lot of distinctive words for fish in the Bible, perhaps because the Jews were not much into seafaring, so that wasn't important to them.
And now for a deeper dive.
As I mentioned earlier, Jonah is the opposite of what he should be. So he shows us God's character by contrast. And actually, Jonah is an amazing picture of Jesus. Jonah was from Gath-Hepher, we read in 2 Kings, which was in the north, in the area of Galilee, which is where Jesus grew up and did most of his preaching. Yahweh told Jonah to go, and he went the opposite direction. The Father told Jesus to go to earth, and he went. Jonah went to sleep in the boat in a storm. And we remember Jesus asleep in a boat in a storm on the Sea of Galilee. Jonah was in the fish 3 days and three nights. Jesus pointed out his connection to Jonah in Matthew 12, verse 40. He said, "For just as Jonah was in the belly of the huge fish 3 days and three nights, so the Son of Man will be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights." And the sailors sacrificed Jonah in order to save themselves from the storm. Jesus was sacrificed to save us from our sins. There are more connections between Jonah and Jesus, but the funny thing is how Jonah is doing the wrong thing, and God still uses him to picture Jesus. And Yahweh is so patient with Jonah, sending the fish to keep him alive. Jonah should have known better than to run away from Yahweh. The sailors were smarter than Jonah in that regard. But what about us? Do we act like God is really in control of the whole world? Or do we try to handle things our own and go our own way? Scripture quotations are from the Lexham English Bible. Copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software.